When I preach, I almost always begin with a problem and then turn to Scripture to see how the Scripture might give us resources for addressing that problem. Problem first, Scripture second. But what if Scripture itself, or at least a certain dominant reading, is the problem? Few scriptural sentences have served as the pretext for Christians to cause as much chaos, pain, injury, and violation as this one. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Certain readings of this verse have offered scriptural support for colonialism, imperialism, forced conversion, and the subjugation or eradication of cultures, languages, and spiritual traditions. Now, the sentence alone need not have fomented tragedy. In the hands of a ragtag group of early Jesus followers, the verse is an inspiration. Go out into the world and make learners of all nations. Anna Case Winters reminds us that that is what the word disciple means. We can read Jesus as saying, teach them the way of loving service that I taught you. Invite them to join in the company of those who want to live in the Jesus way, the way of the suffering servant. Teach all people what I have taught you, that whoever wants to be the greatest among you must be the least. Teach all people how precious they are. Show them that they are children of the Most High. Embrace all persons without distinction of high and low. Look out for the enslaved. Guard the dignity of women. Pay attention to those who suffer scorn. Reject the way of the sword and embrace nonviolence. And teach everyone that death is not the last word. For behold, here I am with you, and I will be with you even unto the end of the age. This good news, this gospel, was taught for the first few hundred years of the Jesus way. That is the way of Jesus, and that is why that way was most attractive to the lowly, the marginalized, and the despised. Early Christian commitment to nonviolence meant, and everyone knew this, that they would not serve in the military. With enormous courage, early Christians practiced love for all, even their persecutors. They broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, male and female, slave and free. They made disciples of all nations. But then something changed. Now, while I am not among those who believe that absolutely everything went to hell in a handbasket, when Constantine accepted Christianity, attitudes did change. A kind of worldly confidence found its way into the language and the style of imperial Christianity. Listen to these words from Chrysostom, now that he is bishop of Constantinople. Do not say, how is it that God has neglected that sincere and honest pagan? You will find that such a one has not really been diligent in seeking the truth, since what concerns the truth is now clearer than the sun. How shall they obtain pardon, who, when they see the doctrine of truth spread before them, make no effort to come to know it? For now the name of God is proclaimed to all. What the prophets have predicted has come true, and the religion of the pagans has been proved false. Can you hear it? Chrysostom speaks with brashness. Look, now that Christianity is the official religion of the Roman Empire, the truth is clearer than the sun. You don't really have an excuse anymore to remain outside the faith. The religion of the pagans has been proved false. Oh, really? How so? Because Rome has accepted Christianity. Yay, team! We've won. Now you don't have an excuse to remain outside the true faith. Now the phrase, make disciples of all nations, begins to sound vaguely ominous. It is no longer a verse about instructing people to follow in the way of that lowly Galilean carpenter. It is no longer primarily about service, caring, and hospitality. In fact, now make disciples begins to be heard differently. I think we hear, go therefore and make Christians of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, you might say, John, isn't that the same thing? Make Christians is synonymous, isn't it, with make disciples? Not at all. To make disciples is to teach people the way of love, modeled by the gentle one who walks the way of the cross. To make Christians is to call people to join a new religion and reject the old. And because there's never such a thing as a kind of freestanding Christianity, but only a Roman Christianity, or a Portuguese Christianity, or a British Christianity, the project of making Christians is always a project of civilizing. A project to make barbarians and savages into, say, proper British subjects. Sadly, it turns out that making disciples and making people over into Christians is not the same thing at all. Not by a long shot. The great tragedy of the imperial project to make Christians is that a great many of the world's peoples are gladly and joyously willing to become disciples of Jesus. Even in early North America, First Nations communities demonstrated then and demonstrate still a tremendous appreciation and love for the way of Jesus, our elder brother. In India, Mohandas Gandhi demonstrated a deep and sacrificial love for the Jesus whom he encountered through the Sermon on the Mount. But he had zero interest in becoming a Christian and renouncing Hindu wisdom. Nonetheless, he showed a profound love and commitment to being and becoming a Hindu disciple of Jesus. Where do we stand now? Can we still, in good conscience, invite people to become disciples of Jesus? Only with profound caution, and only after we have thoroughly renounced the project of making people into colonized Christians. We can issue no invitation to discipleship without renouncing the doctrine of discovery. We can issue no invitation to discipleship without first demonstrating respect and reverence for the religious and spiritual traditions of others. And we are in no place to issue invitations to discipleship until we ourselves have first learned to be proper disciples rather than imperial or colonial Christians. Without these first steps, there is a terrible risk that the Making Disciples project will become a Making Colonized Christians project. Lord Christ, teach us once more how to truly be your disciples. Teach us how to refuse our allegiance to Caesar, Constantine, and any contemporary empire. Teach us once more the way of loving service. Amen.